Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
The annual party is just months away. Ahead of the holidays, including the big ball drop, a look at the scene in Times Square. Let's get that story from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, there was some unfortunate news earlier this week. A man was shot and wounded at 42nd and 8th. This was Tuesday morning. We've been reporting on that. So I call up with Tom Harris, who's the president of the Times Square Alliance. Now, Susan, he tells me he's confident the NYPD is cracking down on gun violence, but its issues not technically illegal that are issues.
It's not against the law to smoke weed in public. It's not against the law to possess a hypodermic needle in public. Urinating in public was decriminalized. So a lot of the things that are awful that we see, unfortunately, are not unlawful anymore.
And on this issue, I caught up with Jeff LaPadula at PS Kitchen, right off of Times Square and 48th.
You know, it'd be nice to see a little bit more of a cleanup. We know that we need more resources out here to help people who are homeless. We could use a public bathroom, a safe injection site. Those are things that we're always pushing for. In general, we're just not where we used to be, 80 to 85% back in terms of our sales.
And in fact, Susan, he tells me on Fridays, they're really struggling with a lot of people still working from home Mondays and Fridays. Friday, usually he did about $2,500 a day in business before the pandemic. Recently, it's been more like $800 a day. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Times Square.
There's an arrest in the fatal shooting of a woman in the hallway of her building on Market Street in Chinatown. That was last week. The suspect, a 16-year-old. It happened after police say the woman's husband was followed into the building by several people who tried to rob him. That's when 57-year-old Ying Zhu Liu came out of their apartment and was shot. This neighbor heard the whole thing.
Sort of a loud shriek and then a lot of muffled yelling. There seemed to be a struggle in the stairwell. Not at one point did I think, you know, this would be possible.
A 16-year-old boy is charged with murder, criminal possession of a weapon, and burglary. Two more suspects are still being sought. Another shooting near a high school on Staten Island.
Detectives tell us a 17-year-old boy who was shot in his left leg was near the back entrance of McKee High School and had to be rushed to a nearby hospital. Neighbors say after the shooting and the gun scare that happened Wednesday just a few blocks away at Curtis High School, when a teen was caught with a loaded gun, has them at their wit's end.
They need to put the guns down, stop the violence.
They definitely need metal detectors. I thought they did. But they take them away and they come back, you know. I feel like they need them permanently.
Mayor Adams says his administration plans on cracking down on illegal guns.
We have to remove dangerous guns off our streets. Over 19,000 we removed since the administration started.
Police say the teen is in stable condition in the hospital. So far, no arrests have been made. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the St. George section of Staten Island.
Two kids with guns arrested at Flushing High School. This was a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old with the weapons found during a bag check. In a statement, the DOE said the safety and well-being of students is their top priority, and they praised school safety agents for their quick work. They add that there will be additional security at the school and that every student has access to mental health support should they need it. Cops are asking for help catching the suspect in yet another subway pushing in the city. That happened yesterday morning on the L line at the Jefferson Street station, where police say a man in his 30s approached a 62-year-old woman and asked her for a lighter. When she didn't answer, he shoved her onto the tracks. Bystanders helped her get back up. She was taken to the hospital with a cut on her leg and swelling to the head. The suspect took off. We'll have his photo going up at 1010winds.com. So are you a serial stroller? Well, then listen to this. The Federal Trade Commission has uncovered a concerning pattern.
The FTC says this was an investigation they ran and found 9 major tech giants, including Meta, YouTube, TikTok, and more, are tracking our personal and demographic data without us even knowing it's happening. Ian Scher, CBS News tech correspondent, says it's due to a lack of transparency.
The big tech companies that we all know, most of them, are collecting a bunch of data about how we use their apps, how we use their platforms. It is getting to the point where it kind of meets the level of what the FTC believes to be surveillance.
And that right now, social media companies are putting our privacy settings in our own hands.
It's all opt out, right? They're automatically hoovering up this data.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In some cases, what the FTC called vast surveillance also applied to kids. Both suspects now in custody in that joyride on a subway train last week. It's two 17-year-olds, a boy and a girl, who allegedly stole an empty train in Briarwood and then somehow were able to drive it about 50 feet before crashing it into another train that was out of service. Both are now charged with criminal mischief and reckless endangerment. Word that more people with ties to Mayor Adams are being probed by the feds. NBC4 says that includes Frank Carone, Adams' former chief of staff, and Monsignor Jamie DiGantiello of the Brooklyn Diocese. Neither has been charged with any wrongdoing. The report says the investigation is in its early stages, with federal prosecutors looking into any possible business dealings with the mayor. Dr. Jay Varma responding to a bombshell report that he took part in sex parties at the height of the pandemic. Varma was the senior public health advisor under Bill de Blasio from April 2020 through May 2021. This is all coming to light after he was caught on a secret recording boasting, apparently, about the whole thing. That was aired by conservative podcaster Stephen Crowder. In a statement, Varma said, while he takes responsibility for not using the best judgment at the time, his private conversations were, quote, spliced, diced, and taken out of context. He also called Crowder an operative for an extremist right-wing organization determined to malign public health officials, and he noted that Crowder has been banned from numerous media outlets for his homophobic slurs and racist rants.
It's Fun Story Friday.
Fun.
All right, maybe we should call this one Food Story Friday.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
M&M's announcing a new peanut butter and jelly flavor. In a statement, Chief Marketing Officer Gabrielle Dallas-Wesley said the company is leaning into people's nostalgia for their childhood comfort classics, turning the PB&J into a bite-sized treat that consumers have been asking to have on the shelves. Well, the new flavor hits stores nationwide in December.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.